Hi, everyone. Good evening. Coach Judith Fender here. And I'm just going to talk a little bit before or while everyone comes in. Again, my name is Judith Fender. Hey, guys. Please make sure that you have your chat set to all panelists and attendees to make sure. Hey, Jean, now that I know here, Dina, we have Dina in the house. Melanie, so good to see you guys here. Mel from Perth, Australia. Wow, that's amazing. Lisa, welcome. Okay, I'm going to pull the chat to the side and make sure that I have everything going here that I need to. Okay. Discovery worksheets. Tonight's Q&A. Going to model tonight's call very closely to how Kathy did her call last Monday, in that I'm going to take some pull some people up and let's go over your discovery worksheets. And if you have any questions about your discovery worksheet, I'll be happy to pull you up. So, and I'm going to repeat myself. It's about 6:01. Good morning. A Melbourne, Australia. Wow, you guys are representing today. So again, my name is Judith Fender, and I'm an OBS coach. I'm excited to be here with you guys tonight and talk about discovery worksheets in the new OBS. Module 3 is where Corinne introduces the discovery worksheet. So I have been around a few beats, a few years since 2017, and I have seen the evolution of the discovery worksheet. And thank you, Dina. Dina has posted a link if you would like to find a discovery worksheet. I'm going to pull one up on the screen in a minute. I have been working on some technology, and hopefully everything works well tonight. Will be my first time doing that. So discovery worksheets are like the most incredible tool, only if you want to lose weight. If you don't want to lose weight, don't mess with them, okay? Just go ahead and be like, no, Judith, I'm not here to lose weight. I don't want to know anything about weight loss. Just forget that. Because that, in essence, that's what you're doing to yourself when you choose not to do a discovery worksheet. And I will go even one step further. We won't be talking about the urge worksheets, but if you haven't been doing those, you need to be doing those too. You're going to want to do them. They're available to you, all of the tools. So where you can find the discovery worksheets, so Corinne introduces them in Module 3, Unit 3. You can print there. And Corinne, they are listed under weight loss resources, then click on worksheets and more, and then discovery worksheets. You can print them right there. They are also in your planner. And I do have a digital copy of the planner. Maybe this information for some of you newbies who don't know that if you would like to go digital, you can request. I think that's how we do it. Maybe someone in the chat can remind me. I've had mine so long. Did I have to request it or did I just download it into GoodNotes? Somebody, maybe we have a digital planner in the chat who can help with that. I honestly cannot remember. I have a feeling someone will ask me when I show the discovery worksheet up on the screen. Just download it from OBS. Thank you, Elizabeth. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Very good. So that's where you can get it. So the reason we want to use a discovery worksheet is to find our patterns, right? We're creatures of habit. We're eating, we're overweight because we are eating either because we don't have physical awareness in our bodies, that we don't recognize our hunger cues and we're eating past full, past satisfied, or we lack physical capability to recognize that, and habitual patterns. So, which all are driven by, Corinne talks about in You're Not Broken, about through the motivational triad, right? We're geared to eat, make choices. So I am going to now pull up. You guys hang with me. This is, make sure I have everything set. I'm going to pull up the discovery worksheet, and I have, if anyone would like to be pulled up, I have one person. Emily, you'll be first. If you would like to be to go over your discovery worksheet, please raise your hand. And All right, we're still here. This is good news. We're still here. All right, I'm going to put this up here. Now I'm going to share the screen. I'm going to choose desktop and share. And okay, well, there you guys can see my lovely family in the background. I'm going to pull the chat over here, and I'm going to put right in the center a discovery worksheet. So I've just highlighted a blank discovery worksheet, and just to show you, and just out of curiosity, here we go. I'm going to try my best to use my skills. I have a discovery worksheet that I have filled out, and I'm going to show you what I've done, and then I have one where I'm going to ask you in the chat how you would fill it out. So this is a true discovery worksheet from yesterday by yours truly, Coach Judith. And I had half a bag of popcorn. And I ate it in a red chair with my husband after work. So right here in the instructions, do this worksheet for off-plan eats and overeats. This was an off-plan overeat for myself. I did not have popcorn on my plan. Typically, it is on my plan, but I have been doing very well and not eating popcorn off plan. So it was not on my plan. And I ate it after working yesterday, and it was around 4 p.m. And the reasons I ate are I was tired. See how I've bracketed in the corner, up in the corner? That was an excuse that I used. I was tired. I was hungry. It was true. I was hungry. But it was also an excuse. I could have waited. Dinner was literally on the grill. And I just wanted a break. It just felt like a nice moment to, you know, just wanted to sit down. And so it gets interesting over here. I ate because I was telling myself, and here it was, you know, it was the little voice in my head. I only had nuts for lunch and I deserve this. It's true. I have a little voice too. And it really, when I'm tired, y'all, it just gets loud. And so, you know, it sounded so true. It sounded so good in the moment. And looking back, I was excusing, but this is interesting that I have all the excuses here for the reasons I ate, but I ate because I was telling myself was a justification. I have spent some time in the Google. I have spent some time with Coach MJ on the Google, and I have spent some time with mentor Melanie Hayes, who works in the exercisers group. I'm like, I'm getting in the weeds about justifying and excusing. But here's the thing, y'all. If you're eating and it's not on your plan and you're not hungry or you're overeating, you cannot fail. There is no reason why you can't do one of these worksheets. If you want to get curious and you want to know why you are not losing weight, this is your key. This is your pass. This is your tool to discover. So on down here to what patterns am I noticing? And so I didn't plan my lunch yesterday. It was not a typical day, and I wasn't sure how lunch would go. When I was hungry for lunch, really all I did have time for, my best choice was a little balance break, right? Okay, so it was nuts and cheese. I'm going to be honest. It was nuts and cheese. So I didn't plan lunch very well for myself today, and I'm tired and hungry, and I didn't plan well. And the next time this pattern happens, what can I think, feel, or do differently? And in that moment at 4 o'clock, as I look back at this, I think to myself, you know, because now I'm not in that moment, right? It's yesterday. And I can see really, really simply, like if I'd just sat in that chair, maybe even gone for a walk outside, it was a beautiful afternoon. And just giving myself that time, because like I said, dinner was on the grill, steak and baked potato prepared by my husband. But somehow that popcorn, half a bag. Mm-hmm. So I could have drank water and I could have just chosen to be tired. Well, there's an option, like, you know, because I was just excusing eating popcorn because I was tired. I could have just been tired and been okay with it. Of course I'm tired. I've been working all day. I've been doing a lot of talking. And I could have just been hungry. I have been hungry before. I'm no stranger to hunger. And I know that I'm not going to melt or disappear. Food's available. I could smell it on the grill. And then I'll be okay. And so the most important thing I learned from this overeat, and I just wanted to be completely transparent with you guys, that even after my experience of losing weight, I am 2 years into maintenance now and a coach, that I have a human brain too. And when I, in the moments, I am fallible. I said, am I saying that right? That I don't always make the best choice for myself too, but I'm not above sharing and learning and continuing to learn, because my maintaining my weight loss is important to me. And I'm always, when I think about where I was with before I started NoBS and what I learned through NoBS and why I love planning and what it created for me, was a trusting relationship with myself. Because when I found NoBS, up until that point, I had not had a trusting relationship with myself. I'm not even sure that I had a loving relationship with myself. And it was through the process of creating integrity with myself by planning and doing discovery worksheets that I created a new path for myself, one of trust, one of love, and that I could do this. And it released me from judgment. And I highlighted this up here too, that remember, when we do these worksheets, you are agreeing that the shame train is over. Let me say that one more time. When you do these worksheets, you are agreeing the shame train is over. And we're working on finding solutions. We're always learning. That is so huge in NoBS. So what I'd like to pull up next, let me scan through the, sorry, y'all can actually see what I'm looking at. So I am, I'm looking for not the chat. I am looking for the Q&A. I can't see the Q&A, can I? I can only see the chat. Okay, I'm going to look in the chat for a minute. Yeah, that's all I can see. Okay. Well, maybe Dina will let me know if there's a question in the chat. Okay, Emily, lowered your... Okay, good. I'm glad you raised it again, because we got time, girl. Okay. So I'm going to be looking in the chat. I don't have access in this format with screen share to see the Q&A at this moment. So please put your answers in the chat. So I have left this one half filled, and we're going to kind of go through this together. I hope you guys can see this large enough. Can I make this bigger? Oh, I can. There we go. Okay. So this is another true discovery worksheet from your coach, Judith. I got to go out the other night. Maybe if you follow me on Instagram, you saw it. I went axe throwing, right? I feel like, seriously, like I hadn't gone out and had fun in so long. It was such a release, so nice to be around people it was nice to go to a restaurant. It was nice to go throw axes. It's so much fun. So sitting in the restaurant, I was very aware that I chose fried Brussels sprouts and fried okra. I was at the Bonfire Barbecue restaurant with friends, and it was around 6:15. The reason I know that is because we had reservations at 7 o'clock for axe throwing. And I'm going to tell you, they had a salad on the menu. I think it was even called the black and blue salad. And typically that is one of my favorite salads. So, but I was like, ooh, you know, I've been eating salads like nobody's business. I mean, my meal prep I have gone through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru twice and gotten like 5 salads to prepare my meals. I get the Cobb salad and have them put the chicken separately, and I keep watch on that. So I was like, you know, Judith, you've really been eating a lot of salads. I had a story in my brain. So the fried Brussels sprouts and okra, just, they sounded so much better than a salad. It was fun to be out. I just wanted them. And I ate because I was telling myself, I haven't been out to eat with friends since March. It'll be okay. I've been good. I deserve this. I deserve to let loose. Oh yeah, and here we go. It's not like I'm drinking. People I were with may or may not have been having alcohol, and I was not having alcohol. So that was, I'm curious what you guys in the chat, and what do you think? Like, was I justifying or was I excusing? If we go to the reasons I ate, they sounded so much better than a salad. Was it on your, no, they were not on my plan. Let me be clear. Brussels sprouts, fried food was not on my plan. Salad was on my plan. Justifying. Okay. It was fun to be out. It was fun. It was fun. I'm looking, and someone has said, so much better is justifying. Coach Judith, we have some questions. Okay. Dina, are we using Slack? Because I did not. Okay. Dina, can you tell me where you would like me to go look for the question? Should I just go ahead and put down the discovery worksheet? Y'all hang with me. This is new technology. In the chat in here, do I need to scroll back? Okay. Dina, I'm going to catch up with the questions right here. Rachel asked, what if you do these, notice your patterns of stress and bored eating, hold on, it's scrolling, and still can't make yourself say no? Okay, this is a really, really good question. It doesn't have, oh, Rachel. So Rachel, when you notice your patterns, and you go, like, I don't know, are you going out to eat? Why are you stressed? What are you thinking? And you, in the moment, you can say to yourself, I notice I'm feeling stressed. And when I'm stressed, I tend to eat off plan. I tend to make choices that aren't on my plan. And that needs to be your trigger. That needs to be the one that, like, lights you up and says, this is my warning to myself. I know my patterns, and I'm really going to take a few minutes and decompress before I eat, before I make my next choice, to allow yourself just some time to get your thoughts and feelings together. If you know your pattern, is it at a particular time? And unfortunately, the chat has scrolled. I'm going to go back and... Andrea, do most people fill out the discovery worksheet immediately following their off-plan eat or later? I am going to let that question, I'll ask you guys in the chat. When do you fill out your discovery worksheets? I'm going to offer to you that there is no right or wrong time. Okay? You can fill one out 3 days later, or you can fill one out 3 minutes later. And I'm going to offer to you that if you are in doubt, fill one out. I didn't plan on that rhyming. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you too, there is no wrong way to do this. This is your information collecting tool. I'll get to everyone's answers in just a minute because I'm going to make sure that I don't miss Dina's questions. Dina, thank you so much, Dina, for having my back today. So Jody, I think you're asking, why was it so bad? It wasn't on my plan, and it's important for me to be integrity with myself, and I just wanted to be honest with myself. I could have looked at the menu ahead of time, and I didn't. And I think the reasoning behind it in the moment was just not, they were not good. They were not good choices. They weren't choices that that sit well with me, because you may not know, like, I've lost 80 pounds. I have spent from my 20s until my 49 trying to figure this out. I'm 53. I'll be 53 in November. So it's just a personal preference to be integrity with myself. So Sayo, if I think I won't say no to distract myself, get up and move around, change the environment, remind myself it's just an urge, I need to learn to sit through them for the benefit of my future self in half an hour. You totally can do that. I love that so much. And I would offer even one step further when you relocate yourself to be sure and allow yourself to feel the urge. Resisting an urge can actually prolong it and make it go longer. Walking around may distract you from completely feeling it, and it could just keep lingering if you like almost a resisting type activity. Just wanted to offer that to you. Does it count if it's still vegetables? Love this question. Okay, you know, here's the thing. This is my protocol. This is my discovery worksheet. And so for me, what happened here was these fried Brussels sprouts, fried okra were not on my plan. That also included the dipping sauce, which was, you know, I'm sure heavy mayonnaise based something because it had a lot of taste. So your plan it may be okay on your plan. It may be okay for you, but this was not on my plan. A salad was on my plan. But I wasn't drinking. Absolutely. 100% is justification. Excusing, but it's hard to know I justify it by I want to be part of the group. I want to eat what everyone else is eating, right? You know, here's the thing, like, I don't know that I could get into the weeds of was it excusing or justifying, but the thing is that you identified, or maybe you're talking about me wanting to be part of the group. It was just a thought that I had, and I could have chosen differently for myself. Okay. From Dina in here, Rachel asked, here we go. Did I want to fit in with the other people with what they were having? You know, there was a time I would have said yes to that, but I really think I was just having, like, you know, in the moment, I was just having fun. It just felt like fun. I was out of the house. I was going to go throw axes. We were celebrating our friend's birthday. My husband was with me. I'd been out of town for 5 days and he'd taken care of us. But like literally, I see my husband seemed like once a week. It was just like a really good time. And I just sort of let things just, you know, roll on out. No, it does not matter if it's a justification or an excuse. No, this is just gathering data. I am just Judy. On Instagram, Judie, Justjudie. Y'all, I just post mostly pictures of me. I live out in the country, so it's nothing too exciting. And axe throwing, there's that. By the way, I hit some bullseyes. Bullseyes, is that what they're called? I don't even know. Hit them quite a few times, I might add. Even hit a 7. I wasn't planning for that 7. Okay. So here's when everyone fills it out. They fill it out later in the next day. fill mine out within 24 hours, whenever you get to it, as soon as possible, but just do it. Yes, thank you. I try to fill them out as soon as possible because I'm more truthful and will not judge myself. I love that. You know your pattern. Elizabeth, thank you. I try to do it within an hour so I don't forget the real reasons and thoughts. Love that. As soon as I'm able. Does it matter if it's an excuse or justifying? Okay. I don't know. Maybe things are, I just answered that question. I'm a little concerned the chat is repeating itself. I do both. I have info to fill out at the time over and over, over off-plan eating, and then sometimes fill more in as I know more later. Great. If in doubt, fill it out. Thank you, Robin. Yes. That's going to stick in my head too, Robin. Didn't even plan that, right? That's how that happens. Lee, does it? Yes, the chat is doing something weird. Okay. I thought there were 27. Okay. All right. So I'm going to drop the screen. You guys can see the chat. That is so funny. I just realized that. I don't know what I think about this. Okay. I'm going to stop share so that I can find the Q&A. So funny. Oh, goodness. Okay. I am in the Q&A now. And justified thinking your reasons are good and valid. Yes, thank you, Melanie. Melanie is clarifying for us. Again, I'm going to go back. It really, unless you really want to get nitty gritty about what's going on, the key thing is that you're catching your thoughts and your reasons for eating off plan. Did I do, this is weird. Rachel, what if you do these, notice your patterns of stress. Okay. I did do that one. I did that one. Yes. Darla, I do see this. Brenda, I'm having trouble with discovery worksheets, understanding why I am going off plan. Once I go off, the rest of the day is screwed. Okay, Brenda, boy, would you like to jump up here on the, raise your hand and let's see. And I can pull you up. Hold on, y'all. Okay. Did I lose Emily? I see that there are two. There we go. Two participants with their hands raised. And there we go. Emily is here. Emily took her hand down. Emily's back. And Brenda. Okay. Y'all, thank you so much for being patient with me. There's a lot of little screens up here. Okay. So Emily, I am going to bring you up. I'm going to promote you to panelist. Hey, Emily. Let's see. I can't hear you. And
how about now?
I sure can. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So I wanted to go over my discovery worksheet on an overeat that I had the other day.
Okay.
And from filling it out, what I came to, like, the finding out was that I've been justifying my overeats, and I've just been eating things because they're on plan and not necessarily going through and following my doable hunger scale. So just wanted some input on that, I guess.
Okay, you're frozen, but I can still hear you. Okay. So your question is?
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess you unfroze on me. So I overate with a half a pint of chocolate ice cream the other day. Mm-hmm. And just in the parking lot at my work. And the reasons that I ate were listed that I wanted it. It's on my plan and I like the taste of it.
Okay.
So I've noticed that this is like a pattern that I'm noticing. It's on my plan. I'm just going to eat it. Not even if I'm hungry or not. So I guess my question goes into like planning snacks and how to have like channel your the hunger scale with that.
Okay. So your question is, how can you plan snacks into the doable hunger?
Yeah.
So how much ice cream did you plan?
I just put ice cream. I didn't have a specific amount.
Okay.
And when I ate it, I wasn't even hungry. It was just like I'm craving this. Let's go get some. I went out of the house to the store to buy some.
Okay. So you were thinking, I want to get some.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have a thought like, no, maybe this is not a good idea? Or you were just like, it's on my plan. I'm going to go get it.
No, I did. I had the thoughts of like, okay, this is an urge. Let's pause. And I'm like, no, just keep going. So definitely the other thing I think was like, I didn't want to resist the urge. I just wanted to go through with it.
Okay. This is, if you hope you don't mind, like, I think this is such a good example of, okay, urges feel urgent. And when we have an urge in our body, right, we have a thought and the chemicals start going, urges cause an agitation. They get us moving. Like that's how we end up like in the kitchen with the popcorn in our hands. Right. That's how we get the car keys and we drive to the store to get the ice cream because the urgency within our body.
Right.
And so it's such good awareness that you noticed that it was an urge and that you didn't want to resist it. So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
How is this a problem for you?
Just because I'm not following my doable hunger scale.
Okay.
Like not keeping on track with that.
Okay.
I wouldn't describe it as a problem, as just something that's a pattern that I haven't been able to get over.
Okay. So if you know that you're having urges and it's around, I know I asked you what time it was and I've already forgotten. I'm sorry.
Oh no. 11:30 at night.
11:30 at night.
Yeah.
Okay. So how can you set yourself up for success?
I mean, I've been putting it on my plan.
Okay.
It goes into the, it's on my plan. Let me just eat.
What time do you go to bed? I just want to make sure you're not like a night shifter that goes to bed.
I am a night shifter. Yeah.
Okay. So it's
1 a.m.
So that's really probably like your 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because in my mind, I was like, what? Girl, go to bed.
I work the late night shifts at an ice cream store. The ice cream store where I went, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you want to keep ice cream on your plan?
No, because I don't feel good after dairy. Yeah.
Okay.
Dairy doesn't agree with my body. And I know that. And I still keep putting it on my plan because I like the taste. And it hasn't clicked in my head, I think, like, this food doesn't agree with your body, but I'm planning it because it tastes good, and that's it. Like, I know it doesn't do any benefits for me whatsoever.
Okay. Have you tried, like, not putting it on your plan, but then you end up putting it on your plan because you still go and get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So have you tried doing any of the pre-urge worksheets?
I have not. No.
Or the urge worksheets?
No. It's on my list of things to print out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that.
Mm-hmm. With a pattern like this, I would be curious for you to get your thoughts and try sitting with an urge.
Okay.
And have those worksheets available to you. And know that it's just a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But that your body is designed to feel every feeling that you have, and that urges feel urgent, and that's all.
Okay.
And by allowing the urge to just go through you, and you can make a decision with yourself. I'm gonna sit with this urge tonight. It's gonna be okay.
Right.
I'm willing to feel the feelings. It's going to be okay. And I can put ice cream on my plan tomorrow or not. Mm-hmm. And you can have ice cream on your plan and choose not to go get it.
Right.
Have you tried that?
Yeah. And some nights are successful and some aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to remind myself of the nights that I've not gone and gotten it. So I think that's the other thing. Not just focusing on like the negatives and the mistakes, but focusing on the successes.
Oh, 100%. Blow those up. Celebrate your wins. Be your best cheerleader. Print the next week, I believe, is going to be Urges worksheets.
Okay.
And that's so at this point, when it's on your plan mm-hmm. and you're still having it, I would suggest the Urges worksheet.
The Urge worksheet. Okay. Mm-hmm. I will print those out tomorrow at Staples.
And, you know, Corinne has an amazing Urge meditation. Have you heard that?
I have not, no. Oh.
There is an Urge meditation under worksheets and more.
Okay.
There's an Urge meditation, and I would highly recommend that. And especially, what time do you go to bed?
It's 1:30 to 2:30, around that time. I'll get home around like 12:15, and then I'll like relax, wind down for a bit. And by the time I fall asleep, it's probably 2-ish.
Okay.
And then I'll sleep in for a while.
So you have the ice cream before you get home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is this like after work?
Yeah, after work. I'll have it in the car so I don't even bring it into the house for everybody else to see.
Mm.
It's like hiding it from everybody too.
Mm-hmm.
Just a diet mentality as well.
Mm-hmm. So there's a little, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You've got a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some more discovery to do around that. I think, what time do you get off work?
12:15, 12:30.
Have you done the habit worksheets? I hear I am sending you all over the place as we can peeling this onion back.
I'm a tribe elder, so I'm good with it all. The habit worksheets, I think I've done it, but not recently.
Okay. You could create a new habit. Like okay. maybe for you, like I hear you saying is like, this has been, how long has this been going on?
2 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is going to be a lot of patience and self-compassion, a lot of honesty with yourself. It sounds like that's exactly what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so glad to hear that too. Yeah. And I think you're doing great work. I'm sorry in the beginning, I didn't catch that this had quite been so.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thought work has helped a lot in doing the discovery worksheets and like actually noticing that this is a pattern. Without this, it would just keep going on and on and on. And then I'd be pulling out my hair, wondering what's wrong with me. So,
and it
helped all this.
Yeah, I would be super curious for you to continue, like with the Urges worksheet, and just keep mm-hmm. journaling, and just knowing that your connection with like leaving work and ice cream and the thoughts happening in that car ride mm-hmm. And paying attention. You could even dictate them into your phone.
Right.
This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling, and processing some thoughts from work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I have a lot of things to do. I'm excited.
You too. You have so many. You have, oh my gosh, all the tools in the world with.
Yeah. I'm excited to learn more.
So. I'm excited to hear that you're excited. Please tag me in a post and let me know how you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for raising your hand and being so brave.
Yeah, I accidentally lowered it. I was like, oh no. So I'm glad I got back on.
Me too.
Thank you.
I think I can look. I'm going to make you attendee. Okay, y'all, that is so good. Like, she's doing the work. 2 years of a habit, right? And she's found her pattern through discovery worksheets. Like, so good. This is what it's about. Like, we are just mindlessly, not saying that that's what she's, but like she said, like through the discovery worksheets, that that's how she found her pattern. So glad to hear that. Brenda, I'm going to call you up. I'm going to make you a panelist. Thank you, Dina, for taking care of all the ladies in the, I see lots of links coming up. Thank you, Dina. Hey, Brenda.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Do you have some questions on the discovery worksheet I can help you with?
Yeah, I'm new, just in September, and I'm having trouble deciding, you know, why I'm doing what I'm doing, I guess. You know, just looking at the questions on the worksheet, I don't know. In my mind, it's vague as to why I'm doing it, I guess. An example is, last night, my boyfriend spent the night over, and I had dinner, and I ate only before, you know, I did the doable hunger. But then he went and got himself and my son ice cream, and I was sitting there, and I'm like, you know, I want something too. And so I guess there's kind of my answer if I'm, you know, talking about it. But I went in, I was like, well, I'm going to eat something healthy. I'm going to have yogurt and bananas. So that was fine. But I looked at him and I said, I don't even know why I'm eating this. I'm not hungry. So I gave it to the dog. And then like a half an hour later, I went out to the kitchen and I came into the living room with a fudgesicle. And he's like, why are you eating that if you're not hungry? And I'm like, that is a really good question. So I don't know. Like, I just didn't feel satisfied, I guess. I don't know.
So good. So what was that first sentence you told me that you just, when he came back with ice cream for your son and himself, you said,
I want something too. I guess I felt left out, maybe, you know, what everybody else was having. And maybe, like, you know, I'm always feeling deprived. So maybe that was some of it, you know, like with the old diet thing.
It can be that simple. Just that thought, I want something too, can be, you know, gets us a feeling, right? And the feeling drives the action, and there you go. Right. And then you gave that to the dog, or did you give the fudgesicle to the dog?
No, I gave the yogurt and bananas because I realized I really wasn't hungry. Like, I started eating it, and I'm like, oh, this is too much. So I gave it to the dog. But then, you know, 20 minutes, a half an hour later, I went and got a fudgesicle. I was like, why did I just do that?
Yeah. Why do you think you got it?
I don't know. Like, I wanted snack too, but I mean, I really wasn't hungry, so I shouldn't have, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes urges are like that, right? Like, we have a thought, and it's just a conditioned habit. An urge is just a conditioned habit, and you just do it. And like I was saying, like, an urge can get the car keys in your hand and have you drive into the ice cream store, or they can find you in the kitchen. I find myself with the popcorn bag in my hand, and I'll have to say, what are you doing here holding this popcorn? You're not hungry, Judith. You know, what are you feeling? Judith, you're feeling bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that a lot too, because I work at home, and I find my job's like really boring. So I find myself always out in the kitchen being bored and stuff.
And so, like, identifying your thoughts and feelings, those are going to be, when we find our patterns, your thoughts and feelings in the patterns become the triggers for you to have awareness. Oh, I notice when I think I just want something too, that I kind of show up and go get something too. Like, my mind just goes there. So mm-hmm. You have awareness now around your thinking. So what could you think?
I did ask myself, like, I did tell myself I wasn't hungry, because I was going to say I could ask myself if I'm really hungry, but, you know, just, I guess, questioning why do I have to have something maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, or you could think, well, of course I want something because typically I have a sweet in the evening. I don't know. Do you typically have a sweet in the evening?
No, not really. It's usually something healthy. But I usually do have a snack in the evening.
Yeah. So of course I just want something too. They're having something. I want something. But that's just a thought. And I'm not really hungry. So I choose, right. I choose not to have a snack. I'm going to choose to stay on plan today.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. It can be just something that simple. And I'm going to suggest too for you, like if y'all haven't been to the pre-urge and urge worksheets, more gold. When you find out your patterns and then you realize that you might be having urges, there's the next layer of work. Module 3 has to be my favorite. All this urge work, Corinne has outdone herself. It's amazing.
I will check that out. And it's definitely helpful. Just even saying it out loud to somebody.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for raising your hand and coming on here and for doing the work.
Thank you.
Yeah, really celebrate that.
All right.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay. Y'all, so good. See, it was just such a simple command. Just a simple thought in her brain. And I love what she even said too, just talking about it. Because that is also the beauty of like why we journal and why it gives the conscious brain a chance to see it on paper. And you can think like, what? Did I say that? And like when she's talking about it, it helped give her brain more clarity discussing it. Just like she was like, wow, I see now. Like, I guess it was just that. And it can be that simple. Okay. I have Terry. Terry has her hand raised. Terry, I want you to know I'm about to promote you as panelist and see what I can help you with on the discovery worksheet. Promote to panelist. Hey, Terry. I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Okay.
There we go.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay. I joined PNP September of last year.
Okay.
I worked the plan for maybe a month, ended up gaining weight, ended up going back to Weight Watchers. Haven't lost anything on Weight Watchers either. I've been stuck. I've lost 66 pounds total on Weight Watchers before.
Okay.
But haven't lost anything more, and I have another 75 pounds to go. Mm-hmm. I started back on this plan probably about a month ago, and I keep binge eating. I'm doing I was doing discovery worksheets pretty much every day, and then this last week I just kind of gave up. I can't control the urges. I can't control the binge eating. I don't know if it's because I'm still in the back of my head still trying to track points. I don't know how to get a hold of this. What am I doing wrong?
Oh my goodness. That is a series of questions. And your brain needs to answer those questions. Like when we have questions in our brain circling like that, Corinne always encourages us to answer the question. So let's backtrack a little bit. Let's look at the facts.
Okay.
We just started back on No BS 1 month ago. Tell me, are you making a doable plan?
I decided I was going to go no BS and leave Weight Watcher point mentality alone. So I've been planning everything that I like. And I think that's why I'm slowly creeping up again because I have pizza, I have ice cream, I have chips in my plan and I'm eating it every day. And then I don't know, something happened. I'm good breakfast and lunch. I'm perfect. And then dinner comes and I don't want to stop. And then after dinner, I'm also a diabetic and I get really bad shakes if I don't have my sugar level up. And so I don't like having those shakes because I freak out when I get them. And so I keep thinking in the back of my mind, I'm not eating enough for dinner. So I'm like two more bites, and then I'll eat the two more bites. And then next thing I know, my whole plate's gone. And then I start picking up my snacks for that night. And then I just start binging and binging and binging on things that are not even on my plan. But I try to put everything on my plan, and it's just driving me nuts.
Okay. So when you're thinking, I'm not eating enough, what is that feeling?
I get nervous. I get shaky.
Mm-hmm. And when you're shaky, how does that show up in your day-to-day life?
I think of food 24/7. I'm constantly thinking, what time is it? When's going to be my next food? Do I feel it coming on now? Am I hungry now? I think I'm hungry now. I think I feel my stomach growling. I'm getting nervous. I must be hungry.
Mm-hmm. So for you, the thought, I'm not eating enough. When you're getting that nervous feeling, that is your trigger. That's where you stop and ask yourself, is this true? Am I eating enough? And then answer the question, because that repeating question is, it's becoming a pattern, and it's playing out as you go into evening.
Okay.
Because you're worried or nervous, and then you show up eating off plan, eating all the things. Okay. So are you doing discovery workshops?
I started doing them. I have like maybe 30 of them filled out from this month already. Uh-huh. And then yesterday I didn't do one, and I probably haven't done one today either for the day before. So I haven't done the last two.
Okay. And I'm not eating enough? Is that your pattern?
I have reasons I ate, urge, tasted good, a little hungry. Because I wanted to, because it was good, because I couldn't stop, because I was shaky, because I said, fuck it, because it was there. It smelled good. I wasn't feeling well. I wanted to taste them. So pretty much all my discovery worksheets all say the same thing.
Okay. Why is this a problem for you?
Because I need to lose the weight. I want to lose the weight. I want to get healthy. I have to get my AC under control. The doctor pulled me off when I lost the weight from Weight Watchers. He pulled me off my metformin and all my diabetic pills. So I'm no longer on them. But when I test my blood sugar a couple of days ago, I was like 66 before I ate. And so I'm like, okay, that's really good. It's still low. But I know when I'm binging, it's got to be going up, and I'm not testing it when I'm binging. So I know my blood sugar is probably all over the place. And that's why I've been waking up with headaches and stress and everything else.
So your brain is telling yourself a story, and you're onto it. I mean, you have over 30 discovery worksheets.
Yes.
So a doable plan for you needs to look pretty much like what you ate yesterday. But here's the thing, and I just cannot stress this enough. Just because you have it on your plan, it doesn't mean you have to eat it. It's a choice.
Okay.
You look at it with your conscious brain, and you ask yourself, am I choosing me, or am I choosing the food in this moment?
Okay.
Am I making the best selection I can for myself in this moment? Do you have your whys?
Yes.
Do you have them handy?
Yes. It's
your top two. What do you got?
My top two is to be here for my grandkids, and I want to look good in my clothes and feel better about myself.
Okay. Why do you want to be here for your grandkids?
Because I do everything for them. They come and go, and they stay with me because their parents are divorced. So my sons have custody every other week. So I have two sons that live with me, and they switch out. So that's another issue, is because I'm cooking for everybody in the house too.
So it's really important for you to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because when you show up, you get to help take care of other people.
Yeah. And then I take care of my mom across the street.
Yeah. And so what would it be like? I'm sorry, is it Terry?
Yes.
What would it be like if Terry took care of herself, so that Corinne gives us the definition of self-care is showing up for ourselves. So, no, selfless. We take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others. And that's what I think I hear for you, is how can you take care of yourself so that you can best serve others? And that's going to look like making a doable plan and asking yourself, just because it's on here doesn't mean I have to eat it. It's a choice. I'm choosing myself. Nothing's gone wrong. Nothing's gone wrong. And calming yourself and reminding yourself of the whys. Because I'm important. Because my health is my life. When I take care of myself, other people benefit. I show up better when I take care of myself first.
Okay.
Just keep that in focus. So how are you going to need to think in the moment?
I need to think more about taking care of me first.
Yeah. And when you're thinking, your trigger is going to be when your thinking becomes, have I had enough? What was your sentence you said over and over?
Did I eat enough?
Did I eat enough? Yeah. Yeah, I know I ate enough. I trust myself. I trust my body. In this, food is always available to me. And in this moment, I know that I have eaten enough and it's okay. I will know when it's time to fuel my body.
Am I wrong to be putting in all those foods that I like? Should I go back to... Oops, are you still there? Okay. I need to plug my phone in. Am I wrong to be putting in all the stuff that I'm putting in for my plan? Or should I, because I'm still coming off of Weight Watchers, so I'm used to, it's just chicken breast and non-fat everything. And because, you know how Corinne says, throw everything out and start over. So that's what I've been doing. The kids have been eating pizza, so instead of making something separate for me, I've been eating what they're eating.
Okay, Terry. Let me ask you this. If I just told you this story about being a diabetic, eating all the things that I've been binging and that I don't feel good, what would you tell me?
If you just told me you were a diabetic and all the stuff... Take it one day at a time. Just do your best. You can do this.
Yeah. So is leveling up your food or making good, better, best choice, does that serve you?
Does that help? It would help me in the long run, yes.
Yeah. And that's what you're doing. You're making decisions in the moment that are going to serve you in the long run because you want to be here for your grandkids. You right. want to be a healthy grandma that's right. able to take care of herself and her grandkids. And so in the moment, you're going to want to choose the pizza. Okay. And it's okay. It's just a choice. But what serves you best?
Okay. The chicken breast. Because that'll help me get to where I want to be.
Well, somewhere, you can have somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
I cannot educate on blood sugar levels or anything like that, but I can tell you that going from chicken breast to having all the things and that your brain is trying to figure out what to do and
right.
try meeting yourself in the middle.
Okay.
And staying in the moment and a doable plan for you might not look like everyone else's doable plan.
Okay.
Because of how the food's going to feel in your body and how it's going to serve your body.
Got you.
And taking care of you.
Gotcha.
Okay. Keep doing the discovery worksheets.
Okay.
Make doable plans for Terry with her with her good conscious mind.
Okay.
Not the one not the party one that wants to have all the
be a kid again.
Yeah. Here's the thing, taking care of yourself, you can be a kid again with your grandkids.
Okay.
To take care of yourself and make the best decisions for Terry with your conscious brain, not your habit brain.
Okay.
Meet yourself somewhere in the middle and watch your thinking and remain calm and trust yourself.
Okay. Thank you. I think that helped a lot.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Well, we are right on the hour, and I am just going to scroll down, and Dina, I am looking for you somewhere. Maybe it's all good. Marilyn. Oh, boy. Okay. Dina, Marilyn asks, I always think that 1% is just too little to make a difference. So I continue to eat the same way meal after meal. Marilyn, how's that working for you? It's doable. Y'all, I love to think, and this is what I use to work on myself with anxiety, is I'm going to make this easy for myself. It's going to be like stepping over a broom. I know that's so crazy. I don't know where that came up. But I thought of, you know, just a broom laying on the floor, just a flat broom. I'm going to make this easy. How can I make this next thought easy? How can I make my next decision easy? How can I make this easy for myself? And that's it, because we're in this for the long haul. We are in this for the long haul. All right, ladies, thank you so much for being here tonight. I'm going to honor everyone's time, including Corinne's request that we keep these to an hour. Thank you so much. Next week, next Monday night, there will be a call on urges, and I believe it's going to be Coach MJ, so I hope you guys are there. In the meantime, keep making your plans. Keep making your assessments. Do the discovery worksheets. Find your patterns. It's gold. I love these ladies that raised their hands tonight, going out there and just being a personal testimony that that's how they found their patterns, was through the discovery worksheets. So have a great night, ladies, and thank you so much.